Unit 12. Time.
Part 2. Listening-centered activities. Listening 1. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the poem twice and fill in the blanks. Around the corner I have a friend in this great city that has no end. Yet the days go by and weeks rush on, and before I know it, a year is gone, and I never see my old friend's face, for life is a swift and terrible race. He knows I like him just as well as in the days when I rang his bell, and he rang mine. It's true that we were younger then, and now we are busy, tired men, tired of playing a foolish game, tired of trying to make a name. Tomorrow, I say, I will call on Jim, just to show that I am thinking of him. But tomorrow comes, and tomorrow goes, and distance between us grows and grows. Around the corner, yet miles away. Here's a telegram, sir. Jim died today. And that's what we get and deserve in the end. Around the corner, a vanished friend. If you love someone, tell them. Remember always to say what you mean. Never be afraid to express yourself. Take this opportunity to tell someone what they mean to you. Seize the day and have no regrets. Most importantly, stay close to your friends and family, for they have helped make you the person that you are today and are what it's all about anyway. Pass this along to your friends. Let it make a difference in your day and theirs. The difference between expressing love and having regrets which may stay around forever.
Listening 2. Exercise 1.
Directions. Listen to the passage and answer the following questions.
One day, an expert on the subject of time management was speaking to a group of business students and, to stress a point, used an illustration I'm sure those students will never forget. After I share it with you, you'll never forget it either. As this man stood in front of the group of high-powered overachievers, he said, "OK, time for a quiz." Then he pulled out a large, wide-mouthed jar and set it on a table in front of him. Then he produced about a dozen fist-sized rocks and carefully placed them, one at a time, into the jar. When the jar was filled to the top and no more rocks would fit inside, he asked, "Is this jar full?" Everyone in the class said, "Yes." Then he said, "Really?" He reached under the table and pulled out a bag of little stones. Then he dumped some of them in and shook the jar, causing the little stones to work themselves down into the spaces between the big rocks. Then he smiled and asked the group once more, is the jar full? By this time, the class was on to him. Probably not, one of them answered. Good, he replied. And he reached under the table and brought out a bag of sand. He started dumping the sand in, and it went into all the spaces left between the rocks and the little stones. Once more he asked the question, "Is this jar full?" "No," the class shouted. Once again he said, "Good." Then he grabbed a bottle of water and began to pour it in until the jar was filled to the top. Then he looked up at the class and asked, "What is the point of this illustration?" One eager beaver raised his hand and said, "The point is, no matter how full your schedule is, if you try really hard, you can always fit some more things into it." "No," the speaker replied, "that's not the point. The truth this illustration teaches us is, if you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them in at all."